I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, if you're a Rams fan, know that they did not use their franchise tag today. Today was the deadline to be able to franchise a player. The one guy that potentially they might have used it on was offensive lineman guard Kevin Dotson, who had a really good year after he was acquired from Pittsburgh last season, but they're not willing to pay him $19.88 million, which would be the franchise tag. They still want him back, and they didn't really have any other players that were obvious franchise, because a lot of these guys get a raise when they get franchised.
Right, and we're gonna hit 2 o'clock call of the day here. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. If you want to call in, did you see that Tyron Smith, the All Pro left tackle for the Cowboys, is a free agent?
Yes.
He's 33.
Right,
considered to be one of the best left tackles in the league.
Yep.
You're a Rams fan. Would you be okay with the Rams using some of that cap space on him?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I looked him up specifically, graded out at 83.8, which was, according to Pro Football Focus, which was one of the top grades for a left tackle this last year. Right now, the Rams have Alaric Jackson at left tackle, but he could certainly move because Rob Havenstein, I don't think, is going to be back with this team. So, yeah, he does make sense. The other guy that makes sense I was looking at today is Darius Williams, who was a Ram a few years ago. Tampa cut him loose today. He was the fifth-rated cornerback in the NFL last year. He would be a great addition.
A lot of good players. Eric Kendricks just got released by the Chargers.
Yeah.
Jamal Adams got released by the Seahawks.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some good options out there for teams looking.
There are guys. All right, let's do 2 o'clock call of the day. Greg in Los Angeles, good afternoon.
Hi, Greg.
What's going on, fellas?
All's good.
Man, I just want everyone in L.A. to calm down and realize that if Ham can stay Ham and not be Spam, keep this lineup together, we're going to be fine. Vandy's coming back soon. Our defense has been turned up recently. LeBron is extremely focused. We got AD in the right mind frame, and we are going to go on a nice run.
Okay.
All right, thanks. All right, Craig.
By the way, Vanderbilt is going to be reevaluated next week. But even if,
tell me if this is something or nothing.
Okay.
So I see Vanderbilt a lot, obviously, because he's at all the games, and he's been traveling with us, even though he hasn't been playing. I think because all the therapists go on the road with us, so he wants to continue to get treatment. The last two home games, he's been out of the walking boot.
It's a good sign.
Right. I mean, he doesn't look like he's ready to go run around and play, but he was in a walking boot for a good month.
Well, he's their second-best defensive player, with no question at all. He was really rolling when he ended up with this injury. He's going to be reevaluated next week. You figure, even if he was cleared, it's at least another 2 or 3 weeks before he could get back on the floor. I think, ultimately, if you can get him back by the playoffs would be what you're shooting for, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Because awesome.
He is really, really good defensively. All right. So we're talking about the NFL a little bit. I've got a list of teams with salary cap room, how much room everybody's got under the cap.
Okay.
So the team with the most, and I found this to be surprising, is New England with $103 million open under the cap.
By the way, can I tell you guys something?
Yeah.
Is anybody watching the Apple?
No. I haven't watched it yet.
I'm now
the Dynasty show?
I'm now up to speed.
Yeah.
I watched episodes 5 and 6 yesterday. It's so good.
Is it?
I don't even like the Patriots, and it's good. And by the way, the one thing you come out of it, Belichick is just a tremendous football coach. I know he's probably done coaching.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if his type will work anymore. His kind of my way or the highway stuff. But he's just super smart. And there's a reason why he's been to 10 Super Bowls. You can tell. He's just, his attention to detail is insane. They just did the episode. Remember Matt Cassel, who played quarterback at USC?
Came in and went, 10 and
11 and 6.
11 and 6, there.
Yeah. And, or 10 and 6, whatever it was back then. However many
16 games,
they
played. Yeah. Missed the playoffs.
So maybe, I think he went 11 and 5 and then missed the playoffs.
Missed the playoffs, yeah.
But they just did his episode. They just did the Aaron Hernandez episode where they found out that he had a dark side. It's just, if you're looking for something to watch, it's on Apple TV. It's got the full cooperation of it. The reason they're getting everybody is because Bob Kraft got on the phone and said, and this is what the Eagles did when they did their music documentary.
Right.
Bob Kraft called all these people and said, I want you to participate in this, and I want you to tell your truth, whatever you believe, and don't worry about if you feel like we were—
You don't believe in that, your truth, my right. truth, the truth.
I don't.
Yeah.
But
they're telling their truth.
Everybody thinks they're telling a truth.
A truth.
And so it's really good.
Right. It's yeah. their version.
Yeah. And Brady's talking about how when Matt Castle came in, you remember Brady got that job when Drew Bledsoe got hurt.
Yes.
So when Matt Castle came in and started having some success, Brady got worried that he was going to get Wally pipped. So he went to Belichick and he said, hey, it's just a torn ACL. I'll put a brace on my knee and I'll play.
Right.
And so he goes out to practice with a brace on his knee and he throws. And Belichick goes, nah, we're not doing it. And Brady was furious.
Yeah.
And all this is in the doc. And you know, everybody from Randy Moss to Gronk to, I mean, Belichick to both Krafts to Brewski, everybody's great in it. Just if you're looking for something to watch, check it out. It's really good.
So Patriots, $103 million against the cap. By the way, if I was the Patriots, you know what I would do? I would sign Russell Wilson for the minimum and then use that $103 million to surround him with a really good roster.
All right. Hey, take that call from Ethan on line two. He says I'm delusional.
Okay. Ethan, good afternoon.
Hey, Ethan, what am I delusional about?
Hey, John, what's going on, man? Love the show.
Thanks.
I want to say I usually agree with your take, John. You're usually spot on. But you got to stop saying that these teams are going to be scared to play the Lakers.
All right, Ethan, let me throw this at you. What team other than Denver would you pick to beat the Lakers in a first-round series?
Honestly, it's a toss-up between all of them, to be honest.
Okay, well, I mean,
you think any of them can win?
Ethan, name a team that you are convinced, if you had to bet on a team other than Denver, because I think Denver's the best team, but other than Denver, what team do you feel personally would definitely beat the Lakers in a seven-game series?
I don't know about definitely, but I know we played the Wizards the other night, and it took us to go to overtime to beat them.
Right, but then two nights later, they play OKC, and they roll them.
Right.
Two nights before that, they played the Clippers, mm-hmm. and they rolled them. The Lakers always play. Ethan, they always play to the level of the competition.
Yeah, but it took LeBron 15 straight points, or however many straight points
right,
in the
sure.
fourth quarter for them to come
right,
back.
Right, but I don't think what you're saying, what I'm saying, is all that different.
Right. Now, Ethan, do you really not believe that a team like OKC would dread seeing the Lakers in the first round if the Lakers were the 8 and OKC was the 1? They would hate that. That would be a terrible matchup for OKC.
But
I'm not saying that they don't have a chance to win. They could, I think somebody said it best, they can easily win any game this season and easily lose to any team.
I believe that's LeBron that said that.
LeBron said, and I agree with that. But what I'm saying is if you're Minnesota or OKC, and right now those are the two teams along with Denver.
What have they done against Minnesota, by the way?
I think they're 0-2.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a team that I don't think the Lakers match up as well against.
Well, remember, the last game was when they screwed LeBron with the foot behind the line thing.
That's right.
And then we'll know more on Sunday. Ethan, I'm not saying that the Lakers can't get bounced in the first round. Of course they could. I'm just saying I would pick them in a first-round series against any Western Conference opponent other than Denver. Are you saying you would not?
I would pick the Lakers because I'm just a Lakers fan, but I just don't think I think we always do this every year where we wait till the last couple of games of the season to try to get in. And then we think we're going to rely on LeBron. So, hey, every time we go down the court, we never run anything. It's, hey, we give the ball to LeBron, and it's like, hey, LeBron, go do something.
Right, but Ethan, they did that last year, and they made it to the Western Conference Finals.
No, but we had a totally different team. We had a new team that people hadn't seen before.
But this is essentially the same team. This is that team.
All the guys that were in the playoffs last year for us are back.
Yeah, exactly, but we're still in the same position trying to get out of the play-in. And I get what you guys are saying. We could be any team. Yes, you guys are right in saying that. But it's not that it's just we're just going to turn it on at the last second. LeBron's getting older every game. I know he's great, but it's like we can't rely on it. And one more point. I want to say, if I have to watch a Clippers versus the Celtics finals,
oh my God, that's
I'm
so
sorry.
Awful.
I'm Mace. I think you said this before. I might have to root for Boston. I can't have the Clippers win a championship here. And
I also might
stadium.
Have to root for Boston.
Ethan,
the
you're not alone.
So friggin'
Michael
annoying.
Thompson says under that scenario he would root for Boston. I'm just taking a page from Dr. Buss. Dr. Buss, before he died, told me anybody but Boston. I don't care who wins the title, but if it's not us, anybody but Boston.
Those Clipper fans would be so annoying.
Let me tell you
annoying.
Something.
Annoying.
I'm praying, and I wasn't this way 3 months ago, but I am now. I'm praying for Lakers Clippers in the first round.
Oh, it would be amazing.
I think it would be so fun for us.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
It would be great content. I obviously wouldn't have to get on a plane. And the Lakers beat the Clippers 3 out of 4 times this year. And Clipper fans, I hear from Clipper fans all the time, they're convinced that the Clippers would sweep the Lakers.
Right.
They're not scared of the Lakers at all. Yet they played 4 times.
Yes.
And the Lakers won 3.
Right.
So were you not trying in those games? I mean, what are you guys looking at?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, either team could win, but I wouldn't. I would pick the Lakers in that situation. How about you? Would you
Lakers Clippers?
Okay, Lakers. Anybody other than Denver? Who would you pick to beat them? Dallas, Phoenix, Minnesota,
not Dallas,
OKC,
not Phoenix.
Clippers.
I would say Minnesota is the one that I would question.
Okay, well, and
because they've got real size, and that's a Lakers strength.
But you're going to get a look at that matchup on Sunday,
right.
And I think they might play one more time before the end of the year too.
And it's one thing to beat anybody for a game. I think the Lakers can beat anybody in a single game. To win 4 out of 7 is a different scenario.
Correct. And keep in mind, LeBron and AD would be playing 40-plus minutes
right.
a game. All right, so here's the rest of the Western Conference, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota, you say you would worry a little.
Yeah, I would worry,
I would pick the Lakers. Oklahoma City, who would you pick?
I'd pick the Lakers.
Denver, I'd pick Denver.
Denver.
Clippers.
Mm. I'd root like I like the Lakers, but I would probably lean Clippers.
Okay, they played 4 times. Lakers
I know,
beat them 3.
I know.
Pelicans.
Lakers.
Lakers beat them by 44 in the in-season tournament semifinals. Phoenix.
I know they've beaten them 3 out of 5. I would like them over Phoenix.
Sacramento.
They beat Sacramento.
Dallas.
They beat Dallas.
Golden State.
They beat Golden State.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're only one team different than me, Minnesota.
Right. Minnesota's the one.
Greg, are there any of those you would pick the other team?
Unfortunately, yes.
Which one?
The other team. So for some reason, we're going to see it tomorrow. For some reason, Domantas Sabonis just absolutely owns Anthony Davis. Game in, game out, he does. And with the speed that they have with De'Aaron Fox, I think Sacramento would probably win that. I also think the Clippers would win. Minnesota would win. I think it's different. Regular season and postseason are so different. Oklahoma City's young, so I may take the Lakers, but that one's close to me. I think it goes 7, and you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Phoenix, Phoenix, I think if everybody's healthy, Booker and Durant and maybe Beal, I think Phoenix wins that.
Okay, so the 3 wins the Lakers had over them this season, you don't put any
regular
stock
season
in.
And postseason are so completely different.
Right, although, but you realize in the postseason, the Lakers are better.
Yeah, postseason you've got LeBron and AD
playing 40 minutes
in a series.
As much as I want the Lakers to sweep all the way through, I think those teams overall are better.
Well, they all have better. All the teams you're talking about have better records than
right,
the Lakers.
Yeah, exactly.
But what I'm saying is, in a matchup situation, Oklahoma City, I guarantee if we had a camera on their plane flight home today, they don't want anything to do with us.
Right.
We're too big for
them.
We're too big for them.
Yep.
And, you know, the one team that is as big as us is Minnesota, and they've never done anything in the postseason.
Well, but here's the thing.
You realize Minnesota hasn't won a postseason game since 2004.
Yeah, I mean, history is history. That doesn't necessarily indicate the future.
But until a team in the NBA, until a team wins in the playoffs,
I get that.
They normally don't. Nobody comes out of nowhere. Like that's why.
Well, they are the 2 seed right now. They're not exactly coming out of nowhere.
Well, last year, who was the 2 seed?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
Memphis. We drew him in the first round and
knocked
him out.
Great matchup. Again, it comes down to matchups.
Right. Well, what I'm saying
I don't like the matchup against the Clippers. I don't like the matchup against the Denver Nuggets. I don't like the matchup against Minnesota.
Yeah.
And by the way, the game against the Clippers that we just beat them, we were down by 21 in the fourth quarter with no Ivica Zubac and no Paul George.
So,
it's different in the postseason.
Okay, so what happened last night, Greg, when they were up by 15 against Milwaukee with no Giannis and no Middleton and the Clippers blew it?
They blew it. But it's just, I don't know if that team is going to be good, but I think that team is better overall, better coached, has better players all the way around. They're better role players. In that series.
I'm praying we get that series.
It'd be great.
Well, it'd be fun. It's never happened before.
Right.
By
the way, if we go to 6 and they're the 3,
yeah.
Or if we go to 5 and they're the 4, we get them in the first round. Right. How much fun would that be?
That'd be great. It'd be great. All right, coming up next for you, Shohei Ohtani announced his marriage over the weekend. We know one woman he's definitely not married to.
Yeah, this was weird.
We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, let me tell you about Mirror Audio Video in Westwood. These are one of our favorite partners. March Madness, baseball's opening day, NBA playoffs all around the corner. What a time for sports in LA. Are you ready? Is your TV ready? You want to upgrade? Listen to this from our friends at Mirror. Brand new Samsung 98-inch QLED. This is the Q80C series, Quantum HDR 4K HD smart TV for the lowest price ever. Here's how this works. Be one of the first 3 to call, get through, and buy right now, and the 98-inch Samsung QLED is all yours at this very special Mason and Ireland friends and family price. The regular price is $8,000 for this TV. That's how good it is. $8,000. Right now, you can get it for $4,399. $4,399. That's almost half off. Mirror will deliver it for free right to your door. First 3 to get it, you get the deal. After that, deal is over. Make it yours now. Here's the number. 310-234-4010. 310-234-4010. You know you want a big screen. You know you've been waiting for it. Why not do it for half off? 310-234-4010. Good luck from Mirror Audio Video.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so when you are a gigantic worldwide superstar, people speculate about your personal life.
Really?
And Shohei Ohtani announced he was married. I guess, I don't know if they had a wedding or he was married sometime during the offseason, but he's officially
Sounds
married
like
now.
It. Yeah.
So there was a report that went around that he was married to a wrestler named Hikaru Shida.
3-time world champ, right?
Yes. All Ohtani said when he made his announcement, he said his wife is a normal Japanese woman. That wasn't enough information for some people. They decided to spread this rumor. And it was that AEW wrestler Hikaru Shida was Ohtani's wife. The account in question even falsely cited ESPN, Jeff Passan, TMZ Sports. So this is very interesting. They basically attributed this. They released it, and then they attributed it to ESPN and Jeff Passan. And
even though ESPN and Jeff Passan never had anything to do with it.
And TMZ had nothing to do with it.
Right.
But it goes to show you that when a tweet comes by, if you're on Twitter, you've really got to make sure you got it right before you run with it or you believe it.
That happens to us all the time.
At
least once a week we say, oh, we got something, and then it turns out it's not real.
Yeah. So we don't know who Ohtani is married to, but we wish him well. I'm sure at some point we'll find out who his wife is?
Sure.
I would imagine at some point, right?
Yeah.
We know his dog, Decopine, which translates as decoy. All right, so Ireland, you sent this along today. This is women's basketball is having a moment.
Sure is.
I mean, even for me, I watched part of Caitlin Clark's game the other night. She's obviously a superstar.
Yeah, she's become a stop what you're doing player. Yeah, if you're flipping channels and you come across Caitlin Clark, you'll hang around for a few minutes.
And there are other players. I mean, you know, Angel Reese, and who's the girl at USC? Is
Juju Watkins.
Watkins.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of players are are now very prominent.
There was a USC-UCLA women's game this year. Those games on average draw about 4,000 or 5,000 people. At Pauley, it's sold out.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's amazing.
So, I mean, it's happening all over the country.
So there's a coach named Kenny Brooks, and he's the coach at
Virginia Tech.
Right.
And somebody asked him about why he thought women's basketball was having this renaissance, the one you're talking about, where everybody's watching everything. And he says it's always been the same game. It's just now people are starting to notice. This is pretty poignant. Listen to this.
In every sense, I've been fighting for respectability. Every one of the kids that I've coached has worked their asses off for me. And I watch the women's game get disrespected by people who have no idea how much work these kids put in. And for it finally to be recognized for what it should be, as a beautiful sport, kids who work their asses off, kids who have so much pride in what they do, and then you get jerks sometimes on social media trying to downplay the women's game. Makes me angry. And I saw something the other day, and Carmelo Anthony was talking about the women's game, and he talked about it, and the women's game is its purest in its form because they play the right way. And when you got one of the greatest of all time to ever say that, it makes fools on Twitter look silly.
You know, he's right. John Wooden used to say that the women's game is much more pure than the men's game because it's more fundamentally sound. But
more fundamental, yeah.
But still, it took something like Caitlin Clark to bring this sport to the front burner. I mean, a lot of people, you can work. I don't dispute Kenny Brooks's claim that the girls work just as hard as the men
do.
No,
of course.
But the sport hasn't always been as entertaining as it is now. Now it's, you got Caitlin Clark, you got Juju Watkins,
right.
You got Angel Reese. I mean,
you got stars.
Right. And people are starting to notice, and attendance is up, and viewership is up. And it can only be a good thing that, I mean, I think that the WNBA is about to go through a renaissance. I think
you
that,
do. Well, it's not even a renaissance, right? It's an arrival.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't want to
Did it have a previous peak? I would imagine this is going to be.
Lisa Leslie won titles.
I guess that's
and
right,
Cheryl
yeah.
Swoops won titles.
Sure.
And so I don't want to disrespect them. But now, there have never been more eyeballs on the sport than there is now.
Yeah, and these ratings girls, and sellouts.
These girls, you could throw. I mean, Annie Myers was an All-American women's basketball player at UCLA.
Yep.
Was at our Hall of Fame thing.
Yes.
And I was talking to Annie, and, you know, she got drafted and signed by the Indiana Pacers, and she went to camp.
Yeah.
And she did fine. The coach actually said fundamentally she was better than half the guys there, but she was undersized, so she got pushed around a little bit. But I told her, I think that would make for a great movie, like maybe a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
Go back and, you know, find Ann Myers in 1978, playing at UCLA, and then she gets sent to Indiana to try out for an NBA team, and her brother's an All-American
right.
at UCLA. And I think that there's a biopic for somebody smarter than me to put together about the evolution of women's basketball and how we got here.
Yeah, for sure. All right, coming up next for you, John, curb your enthusiasm on Sunday night. Did something interesting. There was a brick.
A donor wall,
and everybody got their own brick.
Yeah. If you donate a certain amount of money, you get a brick in the donor wall.
Yes.
And you can write whatever you want on it. So the question I came up with was, let's say I buy you a brick, but you get to decide what goes on
it. Oh, nice, yeah.
All right, I buy one for Greg and one for Laura and one for Brian. And so your brick is going on the donor wall. Like the Larry David brick said, disrespectful to women.
Disrespectful to women.
And he got
women.
Mad
yeah.
about
yeah.
it, and he was trying to get the brick taken down. But once it's up, you can't take it down.
Exactly.
So think about this during the break. What would you want the brick to say? It's going to say your name, and then you get a phrase below it. Like, keep it to a sentence.
Yeah, keep it to a sentence.
All right, and so okay. we'll do that coming up.
We'll do that coming up. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Is this Yacht Rock? This sounds Yacht Rock to me.
Come on.
I just confirmed for the
Dr. Hook.
Oh, yeah. I just confirmed for the Yachtly crew outing on March the 29th at the Whiskey. Brian, are you going?
That's a great club.
Any other day, I'd be
there. If it's any other day? Really?
No, yeah,
really?
Actually, I might go.
Laura, are you going to be there?
Now you're getting it, Brian.
Laura's.
I don't have a mic.
Yeah, it has no mic.
Here.
Bergman, are you going to be there?
No.
Of course I'm going to be there.
Yeah. It's going to be a big thing. Everybody's going to wear sailor outfits.
I have it in my office.
A sailor outfit?
A sailor hat.
A sailor hat.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on.
From Yachtly Crew.
Let me check
the last time I worked.
You're going to check? It's going to be a big station outing.
March 29th?
It's a Friday night.
I will be in Indiana.
Oh!
Fly back just for this.
Just for this.
We'll FaceTime you.
Yeah, we'll FaceTime you live from Yachtly Crew.
Isn't that the most annoying thing, by the way, when you're at a concert and people put up their phones and they're videoing it? They're never going to look at that again.
No, never going to look at it.
I don't know, Greg. I look at my videos from the Sphere a lot.
I do look
do
at
you really?
I did look at those. There's some crazy
Have I ever shown
Sphere
them to you?
Videos.
No, I've never
seen them. They're insane. They're like, I'll give you guys my phone during the next break and you can watch them.
But that's the Sphere. That's the Sphere. It's really not the band that you're not really
Correct.
Shooting you to. You're shooting
what's going on.
Right.
In the case of, you go to a concert, I'm trying to think, what was that, Taylor Swift or Beyonce or one of those, people have their phones up the entire time. And I'm like, first of all, you're not really watching the concert because you're wrapped up in filming it. Secondly, you will never look back at this ever. You're never going to go back to Beyonce's first set at Crypto.com Arena and say, oh, yeah, let's sit down and watch this. It's ridiculous.
And then it's on your Instagram story, and it just goes away in 24 hours. And what was the point of it at that point?
Yeah, I mean,
hey,
look where I am. I get putting up a little thing of it, right?
Yeah,
you put
up a little bit,
but you don't put a whole song up.
No, I don't. I do not. I have nothing from a concert in my phone, and I'm proud of it.
Proud of it.
All right, so let's get back to the donor brick. So, again, Curb Your Enthusiasm over the weekend, most recent one. Larry goes to, is it a synagogue or it's more like a Jewish?
No, a synagogue, yeah.
Okay.
It's a synagogue.
And they have a donor wall for people that contribute to the synagogue. You get a brick on this wall.
Yep.
And matter of fact, they have these at the Wallace Theater where we go to watch
That's
Love
right.
Actually.
Love Actually.
They have a donor wall, right. All right, so if I paid for bricks for all of you.
Yep.
And so the brick is going to say, for example, Laura Romo, and then you get to come up what it says beneath it.
Right.
Now, mine will only be two words.
Hmm.
Why not?
Why not?
John Ireland, why not with a question mark? Because it's a great answer to any question.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think I could ever have Chick Hearn's job one day? Why not?
Why not?
You think the Lakers can make a run all the way to the Western Conference Finals? Why not?
Yeah.
All right, so that would be mine. Laura, what do you want on your brick?
Why not?
I was looking for that.
Mine would probably say something along the lines of, I did it for my ancestors.
No, that's good. Something
I did like it for my ancestors?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Or I do it for my ancestors.
Makes you think. All right, Brian, what are you going with?
I'd also go with the two-word phrase here, humble genius.
Humble genius.
That's a great brick.
Yeah.
All right, Greg, what do you want?
God, no one's beating that, Brian. You win. That was really good. I was going to go... Good father that's kind to all. You don't. So you look at Mace, not even saying a word.
It's not true.
It is true. What do you mean?
He's a kind father.
Good father. Good father. I am kind
I
to
agree
all.
With. I agree with the first part of that.
The second part of it's not
you're
true.
You're not kind to us. No, you yell at us all the time.
Absolutely not.
When have you been kind to us?
All the time.
Where's an example of your kindness?
When have I ever yelled at either one of you?
Right now? Right now.
I'm not yelling. What about today at 12:20?
I was talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
I was speaking with you in a kind manner.
Yes. Yes.
There was no anger behind it.
I got dressed down by these a-holes.
All right. So
one time.
Effing pissing me off.
And you call that a dressing down?
Yes, I do.
That was not a dressing down.
Yeah. All right.
You want a real dressing down? We can do that.
Yeah. Mr. Kind.
It goes both ways.
I'm sure it can.
Mace, what do you want in your brick?
How about
Greg.
This? Morales sucks.
He was so nice to you.
He would come back with
my ass.
At your speech.
He was nice at the speech.
Yeah, but then today is a different day. He's lost a friend after what he did today.
20, it's like, screw you.
Are we going to lose a friend?
Yeah, you've lost a friend for today.
I think I'm close.
Yeah.
You're right on the edge.
Right on the edge of losing a friend.
Right on the edge. Yeah.
By the way, somebody asked me. Somebody texted me the day and said, "Is it weird? I feel the text was something along the lines of this. I feel weird watching Richard Lewis on Curb now that I know he's passed."
Yeah, yeah.
I disagree. I think it's a way to honor his final work.
I agree.
I swear by The West Wing. Yeah. It's my favorite show of all time. So in season 7 of The West Wing, John Spencer, who played Leo McGarry, died of a heart attack in real life.
Right.
The actor died.
Yeah, right.
And Martin Sheen came on at the beginning of the first episode that aired after he died and went, "We're coming to you with a heavy heart tonight. We've lost John Spencer, our dear friend. He passed away. But we're happy to bring you the final 4 episodes of this extraordinary actor's work. And we hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoyed making
it." That's nice.
And I thought it was great.
Yeah.
And
they did a little tribute thing before the episode of Curb.
Now, I tape Curb. Yeah. And I didn't see that part. And I thought, I was texting with somebody. I was texting with Steve Clarkson. And I said, "Hey, I feel weird that they didn't acknowledge Lewis died." And he goes, "They did. Right at the beginning. But
single frame tribute to him.
But I had no issue with it, did you?
No, not at all. It's a nice tribute. In fact, although Bergman and Morales hate the Culture Pop podcast, I will tell you that Susie Essman is a guest on it right now, so you should go check it out.
Wait, has that dropped?
Yeah, dropped.
That's what I'm listening to on the way home.
Yeah. Goodness. It's a good one.
This is what we're doing.
I am bumping.
I'm going to do whatever I want.
You should.
Well, if you somehow have awoken Radio Mace, then that's a good thing, Greg, whatever you guys told him. Because when Mason's mad at you guys, that's when the show gets good.
It's true. Look, he's staring me down. Like,
there you go.
That was a full death stare.
You made your bed. You got to sleep in it.
Is it a full-on death stare so that I should have my mic off for the rest of the day, or is it a full-on death stare?
I don't care. Just ramble away like you do.
Yeah, you've lost a friend. That's what you have to live with.
They've lost a friend for the day.
Yeah, exactly.
For the day.
It's not in my text message yet. So
keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open.
Are the Dodgers playing the Angels today?
Yeah, today's the day.
5 o'clock.
What time?
5:05.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Right when I get home?
Yeah.
All right, coming up next is What's Up, Fool? And so Greg will get in here, and Brian will get in here, and Laura will get in here and throw a bunch of stuff at it.
Yeah.
But was it you telling me that Ohtani is hitting something like 600 in
718.
718, that's his batting
average. Pretty good start.
In spring training?
Yes.
By the way,
could
he hit 400? Probably could.
It's not
It
impossible.
Hasn't happened since 1941.
Dodgers are 9-2 with a +39 run differential. Now, it's only spring training, but a run differential of +39 is just crazy over 11 games.
Nuts.
They're going to score like crazy. All right. What's Up, Fools, coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. Am I doing an ice spot here, Brian?
This is the spot.
All right. You guys hear me talk about how active I am. You know, golf, my wife plays a lot of tennis, basketball, football. So, you know, afterwards, I'm sore, I'm old. And I've always used cryotherapy, which is using extreme cold to lessen the pain in your joints. But now you can have wearable cryotherapy. It's been created by these guys at iSpot Active. You got to go to this website. This will answer a lot of your questions. iSpotActive.com. iCEBODActive.com. If you've never done cryotherapy and you're sore after you work out or after you're active, you throw on one of these compression shirts or pants with the ice cold gel packs, and 20 minutes later, if you're like me, you're going to feel a lot better. And you can also go about your day while you're wearing this stuff. It's like you're wearing football pads. In the old days, you had to sit on a chair with ice packs on your knees until you felt better. Not anymore. You don't have to drop $200 or $150 on a cryo session. You buy one of these shirts one time, you keep it in your freezer, you're good for the foreseeable future. And right now, you can get a discount on the iSpot Active website if you use the coupon code LA710. LA710, you get 20% off your first purchase. They always have free shipping, and here's the important thing, 30-day money-back guarantee. So for any reason, it doesn't work for you, you don't like it, you determine for whatever reason you don't want it, just send it back. You get a full refund. You can't lose. Go to that website, iSpotActive.com, iCEBODActive.com. Check out iSpot Active today.
Little Nicola Larsa to brighten up the spirits in here. Quarter before 3 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland. What's going on? You still in a mood, Mace? I heard you said I suck.
Yep.
No, it's going to be on his brick.
On my brick.
What's the brick?
Did you watch Curb?
Like Vic the Brick or JT the Brick?
Like Curb, where they, did you see Curb on Sunday? Curb Enthusiasm,
Larry went to a synagogue and they had a donor wall with bricks.
Right.
And it said Larry David, and somebody donated a brick in Larry David's name and underneath wrote, disrespects women. So if I gave you a brick, what would you want it to say? Mine would say, why not?
Okay.
Okay. Mace's would say Morales sucks.
Which, by the way, I appreciate that you would put that forever.
Yes. It's a forever thing.
Brian had a good one. What was your saying?
Humble genius.
Why is Corporate Greg not taking any of the grief over this?
He is.
I did. Oh, I took a lot of grief.
He basically took all of it until you walked in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now you're here.
I would put Ireland number one.
Good. That would make him mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see what your MO
put
is.
Put me last. That's how I felt today.
Oh, gosh. Chris, you've lost a friend. I got to tell
for
you.
For the whole day?
For the whole day.
For the rest of the day.
Or yeah. Just, but what about tomorrow? Do we start fresh?
Maybe.
Tomorrow's another day. Yes. You never know.
As John Cicada once said, just another day without
am
you.
Am I getting called into another meeting tomorrow, or was today a one-day thing?
You know that in other Good Karma brand radio stations,
yes,
there's meetings every day.
Yes.
And
oh,
air check
there are
sessions
all over the place.
Air check sessions too.
Oh, well, let's do it. Let's sign me up. How
I think
do I get into that
I think your
business?
Energy would be off today in the meeting.
My energy is off right now.
That would be the feedback.
Yeah.
Time for What's Up, Fool? Hit the thing.
What's Up, Fool is brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal. It's fate. It's friendship. It's mezcal. Dos Hombres.
It's not friendship right now with you and I.
No, it is
maybe
not.
Some Dos Hombres
you
will
know
change everything.
That yesterday, Michael said, he goes, you got to get Worthy to voice the Dos Hombres thing. I said, Michael, it's
Michael?
Bryan Cranston. He goes, yeah, but get Worthy. He's got a great voice. I go, Bryan Cranston nailed that thing,
yeah,
man.
Pretty
why
good.
Would we not use Bryan Cranston?
Plus, we hear a lot of Worthy, you and James, with the iSpot Active
sure.
commercials.
Yeah, there you go.
By the way, it is time for Corporate Greg. Hey, baby.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so Trey Murphy plays for the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yes. Yeah, he's good.
He is good. He had a really good night the other night, a couple nights ago, where he had 28 points off the bench, and he was 6 of 12 from 3, but he wasn't as great from the free throw line, and to the point that this season, he's only averaging about 76% when he's normally an 86% free throw shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his mom noticed that, and she went to the press conference. You got this, Brian?
She went to the press conference?
Yes.
His mom. Okay.
Go ahead.
It has been a couple of games where you've missed 2 free throws in a row. That is bothersome to your mother. You would have 31 points tonight if you had hit all 3 free throws. I would
next,
love to know
next
what
question,
is going,
please.
I would love to know why, when I know I have witnessed you make almost 98 free throws in a row and never miss. What is going on when you're at the free throw line? To miss 2 in a row.
Next question, please.
No, there is not a next question. I will harass you when you get
okay,
home.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I have to make free throws, obviously, and just not rush and not get too excited on the line. Yep, next question, please.
I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of Troy Murphy's mom.
Is that so? This
Trey
is okay.
Murphy's mom.
Yeah.
Is this okay from Trey Murphy's mom to
okay,
interrupt
the
press?
Okay,
it's a great bit.
Whose mom can I invite from the Lakers?
Yeah.
Yeah. I get heckled by my mom all the time.
Can you get exactly Mama James?
That's exactly what my mom would do.
I love mom.
Why are you missing free throws?
She said to me one time, your nose is so big. She watches on YouTube. Yeah. Your nose is so big. Where'd you get that nose? I'm like, Mom.
From you.
Mom, I inherited this from you.
Nothing wrong with a nice. You look Italian.
Yeah, Italian nose.
Yeah, no, I have zero issue with what she did. I thought it was great.
I'm Italian too, so I can say that. That was LZ's mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. She didn't like Sedona. Shocking.
What's up, fool? What's up, fool?
All right, Brian, what do you got?
So I saw this on the news the other night. I was watching the evening news for once.
Which one?
David honestly,
Muir?
I don't know.
Were you watching David Muir?
ABC.
Yeah, David Muir.
It was the local one. It wasn't the...
it wasn't the national news.
It wasn't the ABC World News.
Is that
tonight.
Mark Brown on ABC? I think
could
so.
Be.
Yeah.
Oh, they had a story that caught my attention. Apparently, are you guys familiar with Soup Plantation?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Right, so
big
COVID took down Soup Plantation. You know, it was one of my...
It didn't survive COVID?
It did not survive.
Okay. You don't want to get a lot of liquids with people just walking by it.
Right. A lot of the buffet styles didn't kind of make it.
Didn't make it,
time.
Yeah.
Well, their Soup Plantation, little spinoff now, Soup and Fresh. It's going to be at the same location of a Soup Plantation in Rancho Cucamonga. I'm going to be there. I think it opens officially April 2nd. I'm stoked on this. This is my favorite place to eat. So my question here to you guys, any place that's no longer exists kind of restaurant-wise? I also had an example of like Fuddruckers.
Yeah,
Fuddruckers
right.
is gone?
No more Fuddruckers? Hard to find.
Is that one in Buena Park still there in Sherman Oaks?
Not that I know of, honestly.
Yeah, no Fuddruckers.
It is a final, guys, somebody wants.
Yeah.
What place would you bring back that you could have, well, like you want to eat it again?
So this is actually one of our really, really good sponsors is Islands.
Yes.
Now, the original Islands was on Pico right by what used to be the West Side Pavilion. That was the original
is
Islands.
Is it not there anymore?
Not there anymore. I used to go to that one all the time.
I went to that one. I was going to UCLA.
Yeah. And then I went to the one in the marina also. I mean, now I go to Howard Hughes where they've got an Islands because I love Islands. But yeah, I missed that original location, which was close to my house and I went to a lot.
By the way, Thursday, March 21st, we'll all be at Islands in Manhattan Beach all day long broadcasting.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Wait, what day is that?
Thursday, March 21st.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, am I here that day?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I'm here for the pickleball tournament on the
23rd. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Jack Ireland will be working on the cleanup crew that day.
I like
beautiful.
That.
Yeah. Okay, so, but Brian, for me, there used to be... When Sydney Sweeney was doing that Hooters bit the other day, does Hooters still exist?
I haven't seen one in a while.
I think there are a couple Hooters.
Not a lot in Southern California anymore.
No,
if any.
There used to be a place down in my neighborhood called LA Food Show that I really liked a lot, and it went, I think it was the same people that owned CPK, and it went under, and I was really bummed out. But in terms of a chain that's gone under, I didn't even know Soup Plantation went under.
It looks like there's a Hooters in Southgate.
Okay.
One in Long Beach and one in Pasadena. No.
Hoots
Wings by Hooters. I guess that's right.
Their wings were the highlight.
Yeah. So there are locations still. I haven't been to Hooters in a long time. I used to go to Hooters all the time when I was working in New York. There was a Hooters in the building. Oh. So our meetings would always be at the Hooters.
Did you get mad in those meetings too?
I never got dressed down the way I did today.
Oh, stop. You did not get dressed down.
Dressed down.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys. So one of my favorite shows growing up was Beverly Hills 90210.
Yes. Heck yeah.
Today,
the Peach Pit.
Oh, I loved that show. I was obsessed with Brian Austin Green, who actually recently revealed on the Shan Dorothy's podcast, Let's Be Clear, that he was very jealous of his back then girlfriend, Tiffany Thiessen, when she joined the cast in season 5. He mentioned he didn't feel comfortable with her having to act out sex scenes with a lot of his friends when she joined the set. I always say you shouldn't date anyone from work. Do you guys agree? Because it causes drama.
No, a lot of people meet their significant others at work. I have no issue with people.
Really?
Everywhere you've ever worked, by the way, Laura, including here, and I don't know who they are, but there are people hooking up at work. That just happens.
Yeah, no, it happens. It happens. To tell HR right away. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? No, you're not.
Some companies have
stayed away.
Some companies have different rules, but really in California, you can't really do anything.
But what I find interesting is that Tiffany Amber Thiessen, who Brian Austin Green is talking about, when she was on Saved by the Bell, she was kind of a straight arrow, Kelly Kapowski.
Yes.
Yep.
When she got to 90210 and she started playing Valerie Malone,
she changed
Valerie
everything.
Malone was slutty.
Yeah,
but
she got around.
I never thought Tiffany Amber Thiessen was slutty. I just thought she was playing. So I don't know why.
I became a man watching Valerie Malone.
Well, he just didn't like the fact that she was that girl on the show, not necessarily in real life, just on the show. He said that those guys were like his brothers, and you know they
and
had
to watch a friend make out with your girlfriend.
Yeah, that
is
he didn't
weird.
Like it.
Yeah, that is. I can see how that would be weird.
That's what broke the relationship.
I think it's generally a rule not to date somebody you work with, but I will say that when I was working in Ohio, I was doing a morning show called Mason and Diane. And secretly, behind the scenes, Mason and Diane lived together.
We were
together, and nobody knew. It was not a public fact.
And you guys were getting funky?
We lived together. We were together.
Well, people live together.
Yeah,
don't get funky.
It was my girlfriend.
Oh, well,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, this is he did this before he changed teams.
Yeah.
I think he never... Never mind. Let's not get to that.
Yeah, I was always on the same team. It's just for a while I pretended to be on the other team.
Well, sometimes you just want to see how it feels to bat on that side.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have any issue with Tiffany Thiessen, if she was my girlfriend doing sex scenes. I mean, that she's an actress.
But if it was Lisa doing sex scenes, not with a stranger actor,
right,
but
with
one
friends?
Of your friends.
Yeah.
With like Morales,
that would
you know?
Be weird.
Oh, come on. Why you got to put
well,
me in there?
Because it's a friend.
So I know one of your neighbors is Bruce Feldman.
Right.
If Bruce Feldman was getting busy with Lisa, actually acting it out, would you not feel uncomfortable? They're acting.
I probably would not watch. I'll put it that
way.
There
you go.
But I wouldn't hold against Bruce.
No, it's his job.
Oh, by the way,
he's an actor.
Okay, last week to buy Girl Scout cookies from Riley Feldman. Is anybody in? Am I the only one who bought? I'll send you guys all the email.
Yeah, I bought. No, I did. I bought from Riley. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I got the email.
Okay, I'll send it to you guys.
So hopefully
today.
She's going
to
win.
You know, one thing, I haven't seen any of these Girl Scout like out at the
grocery
stores anymore.
I saw it a couple times.
I gave all mine to Stephanie Alexander. Just said, give these to people.
Yeah, all I do is when I see one of those stands at the grocery store, I always just give money and say, give the cookies to people who need them.
There you go.
I don't need the cookies in my house. We ate two boxes of Girl Scout cookies at my mom's house over the weekend. It's a new kind of peanut butter chocolate one.
They changed
Ew.
The formula.
Really?
They changed. It's not the what was it? It used to be
the tagalong,
yeah. And now it's a different. It's not nearly as good. I missed. Bring back the tagalongs. Those are my favorite ones.
Wow, I didn't know that. You just crushed my heart right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you ever get the mint ones and put
mint.
Them in the? You put them in the freezer.
Oh yeah.
No,
oh
nothing.
Yeah. Nice crispy.
Gross.
What do you mean gross?
Gross on the Thin Mints, gross on the peanut butter one.
What's wrong with you?
I'm
allergic to peanut butter, so.
Oh, yeah. I like those ones with coconut on it.
I like the coconut
ones. Yeah, those
ones.
Are nice.
Those are good.
I like those.
Or the butter
Samoans.
Ones.
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
Right.
The butter cookie ones? Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, I
those
like the
good.
Butter cookie ones.
Yeah.
I'm plain, you know? What's that, Phil?
Anybody else got one?
Yeah, I got one more for you guys here. So a Front Office Sports released the latest and newest renderings of the A's. Building that's going to be building.
We just
Parker
saw it.
Just came in here and showed us those pictures. It looks like the Sydney Opera House.
That's what I saw when I first, you know, with all the little white arches kind of going over each other. The thing that caught my eye is it looked like the scoreboard was part of the roof. It was like above all the stands and part of the roof. Do you guys think that this, you know, venue in Vegas is actually going to work?
I don't even think it's going to get built.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even necessarily think it's a done deal that the A's are going to Vegas. Half of Vegas doesn't want them. So, and the A's owner, nobody likes. So let's see if that thing actually comes to fruition.
Yeah, I can't tell. The mayor doesn't want to, but I will be honest, nobody wanted the Raiders. I mean, none of my, all the people that I've got family in Vegas.
Yeah.
They all just hate that the Raiders are there.
Yeah, but look at how good they're doing.
No, they're doing good, but they find it to be an annoyance and a flood of people come in for the games and they're paying for it in taxes.
Yeah, I think that if they get a baseball team, especially if they build that stadium, it'll do well.
I think it would do great.
The Golden Knights do really well, the hockey team they have there, but I think it's a long way from saying it's a done deal.
But the Golden Knights win games.
They won right out of the gate.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, if they do this this particular Sydney Opera House, look at there, it will be one of the coolest looking baseball stadiums in the world.
Right, yeah, it looks awesome.
And I think people will, you know, Vegas is a destination city anyway, so I think they'll have no problem selling tickets. All right, is that a wrap?
Great segment, Corporate Gray. Great segment, Laura. BC, Johnny I. Great segment.
Yes.
Great.
And I was present and accounted for. What are you snorting about?
We're not even... This is a week anniversary of me welcoming you into the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
That's true.
And our nicest...
You did an excellent
job.
And
then I got dressed down.
It lasted a week.
Yeah.
It
lasted a week.
And then you blew it up.
Do you know that there are places that will pay you money to move there?
Well, I always used to joke, I had a job offer in Detroit once, and it was like for an insane amount of money. and I didn't take it.
Right. There are some places that will actually pay you if you just move there.
Any place we'd want to live?
I'll tell you next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.